just a little more information about B's bike. The frame was made by, I believe, Mark Noblitz.
Noblet? Yeah.
Okay, Noblet. I've never been good at pronouncing names. And what makes this interesting, of course, is how it all works. In the front is a bike, is a one single wheel with a bike seat. That's the person that does the steering. I'm sure it's always B.
Yeah, I actually rode the thing around the state, so I have a pretty good
idea. Yeah, Lance, why don't you tell us, how does it work?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, I can give you a couple of pointers. Mark rides around on the front of it here. And then there's two little prongs in the back that you can stick pusher bikes into. What you do is you unhook your front wheel, and then there's some fasteners that are identical to the ones you would find on a bike wheel. And you just stick it in there, fasten it down, and then as you pedal, your rear wheel generates power and can help push the thing forward. So it was Mark and myself for the bulk of the journey, about 100 miles of it or so, and then we got John Rutherford to help us out, who's one of Mark's best friends, really, really good cyclist, who helped push us from Okemos to Chelsea.
So the two rear bikes, they're in the center there, but on the either side of these outside wheels here, they're not...
Right, exactly.
And
yep,
they're pushing.
Yep.
So you guys can't really see very much because you're behind the piano.
That's right. I mean, what I do is purely brute power. Nothing I do has any finesse in it at all. It's actually a lot like riding an exercise bike. I can't steer. I can change gears, and I can brake. The gear changing is fairly important. The braking, I do it if it's an emergency stop, but we don't have very many of those. So
do
mostly
you guys have any
power.
Communications between you? I mean, do you yell back and forth?
Yeah, mostly we do. We have little bells on both of our bikes. His has a little bear on it. Mine had a squirrel. So we'll just kind of, you know, ding to each other. But it's more for fun than anything else.
Right, right. And you rode 150 miles?
Yep, 150 miles. One day we had, I believe I said that, 50 miles in one day.
Right, heard about that. That must have been hard.
Yes, it was. It was.
See you later, Jeff. There's another Noblet.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Right down there, no problem.
Oh, yeah.